Radio Prague News.
The results of mock elections held in 135 schools around the country indicate that young people favour right-wing parties. The top 09 party faces criminal complaints over an election gimmick that went wrong, and ex-president Václav Havel has shot a video clip in support of the Green Party. The results of mock elections held in 135 schools around the country indicate that young people favour right-wing parties. The most popular party with the 15 to 19-year-olds who took part was Top 09, followed by the Civic Democrats and the Public Affairs Party. The Czech Pirate Party, which is against copyright protection, and the far-right Workers' Party of Social Justice would likewise secure several seats in Parliament, while the Green Party and the Social Democrats would only cross the 5% threshold by a very low margin. Turnout was 50%, with more than 20,000 young people taking part. The mock election was organised by the NGO People in Need. The right-wing Top 09 party faces criminal complaints over an election gimmick that went wrong. In an effort to emphasise the grave state of the country's public finances, the party sent thousands of people in the Czech Republic mock bills, asking them to pay their share of the public debt, amounting to 121,000 crowns. Friday's papers report that many senior citizens were shocked and upset by what they thought was an authentic payment slip, and one elderly woman required psychiatric attention. 2,000 people are reported to have called emergency helplines, and the police have confirmed receiving dozens of criminal complaints relating to fraud and scaremongering. Ex-President Václav Havel has shot a video clip in support of the Green Party. In it, Mr. Havel criticises what he calls money-driven city planning, which he says is changing the face of Prague without any consideration for the needs of future generations. He says he is happy to see that at least one party on the Czech political scene feels as strongly about the problem as he does. Prague councillors have frequently come under fire from the Greens for being unsympathetic to the environment and pandering to the demands of lobbyists. The popular ex-president is making no secret of the fact that he intends to vote for the Greens in May's general elections. The Czech National Bank has revised its estimate of the public finance deficit in 2010-2011. Figures released on Friday predict the public deficit will amount to 5.5% of GDP in 2010 and 5.9% in 2011. The previous forecast reckoned with a 5.9% gap this year and a 6.5% gap in 2011. In its GDP outlook published last week, the central bank forecast 1.4% growth in output this year, with a projected 1.8% growth figure for 2011. The criteria for euro adoption include a deficit below 3% of GDP for three successive years. And a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to be cloudy to overcast, with more rain predicted over the weekend. Day temperatures between 10 and 15 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.